Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farvalo and Amanda Raymond. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
Oh, I am enjoying this martini.
Is it good?
Oh, it's delicious.
It's delicious. It's my new recipe. It's called, when you're out of gin, put a little bit of gin and put some more vodka in there and you get it. It's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
It's Easter.
That's
this
right.
is our Easter podcast.
It's like the Prius of martinis here. I can go gin or I can go vodka. Yeah. Either way, whatever's most efficient. That's good.
And you actually really like it.
It's delicious.
Okay, great. That makes
me fabulous.
Very cool.
So today we're going to have our podcast on child stars. And I like us because we are like the most non-negative people. No. What was the last time when we were talking about, I forget what it was we were talking about when something happened and we did our podcast on 1960s game shows or something.
Yeah.
But Lindsay Lohan's back in jail and out of jail. But that's not what we're going to talk about today.
No.
We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about...
dwell on something like that.
No.
Everybody else does that.
We want to talk about our favorite...
off the map or something.
Our favorite child stars of all time. And our fans have come up with some. But Amanda, go ahead. Give us yours first.
Mine, true to character, is a Disney actress, mostly Disney, Hayley Mills.
Hayley Mills.
Name some of the films she was in, because some people may
not remember her.
The original Parent Trap, the non-Lindsay Parent Trap.
And her first
Pollyanna.
Disney, yeah.
What was it? Pollyanna.
Great early. I was three, or something like that, or two, when it came out.
Really?
And they filmed it in Santa Rosa, which is where I'm from, and my mom took me to watch the filming of it. We lived kind of near where that big mansion they used. I don't remember, of course, I was two, but she said she took me in my stroller and watched the filming of it, so.
You know, Disney has always done a great job of finding those stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, even to this day.
Bobby Driscoll.
I don't know if they
one.
Make them or if they, right, all the Musketeers and Annette and all
Annette,
that stuff.
Yeah, wow.
Well, even the very first actress that Walt ever had was Virginia Davis in the Alice comedies that were the silent ones in the 20s.
Wow.
She was a little blonde girl and she was vastly popular.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She only recently passed away this year, I think, right?
But nobody knew because she was so quiet. She was in silent films. She never, nobody knew she was even alive.
One of my favorite Disney actors, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, he was a
computer that wore tennis shoes. Right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yep. And he went on, but it was good. I mean, it was a good.
He was good. He was really good.
He was good.
And then he transcended. Unlike Kurt Russell, a lot of them don't transcend from going from a child star to an adult.
Yeah, and he was like a major.
Young adult even. But he did it. Kurt Russell was one of the
escape from New York.
Escape from New York.
And I'll tell you another one who did it. Who people don't remember that he was actually a child star was Robert Blake.
Oh yeah,
but he was in Little Rascals.
Hey, sure.
During the later years of Little Rascals, and then he was in a TV show called, what was it called? He played Little Beaver like in the early 50s. Your mom remembers who he was.
Yeah,
Mickey Gubitosi is his real name.
Right.
But then, of course, you know, he was in Cold Blood.
Yeah, in Cold Blood. And that was his big.
That was his sort of like, hey, reintroducing himself to everybody. And then he went on to do Beretta and this great film called Electric Glide in Blue.
Speaking of Little Rascals, Alfalfa Schweitzer. Mm-hmm. Every holiday season, I watch Alfalfa as a 20-year-old trying to stay in the business in my favorite movie of all time, It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who pushes the button to make George Bailey fall in the pool.
Yeah, right? That's right. It was 1946, so he was probably in his late teens or 20.
Yeah. But Disney has done a really good, overall, they've done a really good job of bringing those.
Well, they kind of found Jodie Foster, too. She did that movie Candle Shoe.
And she did the, what's the one with the, not Parent Trap, the first version of...
Freaky Friday.
Yes.
Freaky Friday. Mm-hmm. Jodie Foster is probably one of the most, maybe you know more than I do, well-adjusted child stars. I mean, that really made a movie. She went to Princeton or somewhere, right?
Uh-huh.
Yale. She went to Yale, and she's done that, but she's kept her... No shoplifting, as far as I know. No.
I think so. She's kept all her receipts since she was 11, and so she's.
And in some pretty wild movies. I mean,
yeah. Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver playing a prostitute.
I think that transcends childhood. I think when you play a 13-year-old prostitute, I think you're growing up.
So. Right, but she did good. And Brooke Shields, who also played a teenage.
Yep.
Prostitute, really?
She's
pretty good.
She went to
one of those schools, right? She went to.
She was really intelligent too.
I'm not sure about that.
Princeton or Brown?
Yeah, she went to a major college,
Ivy League college.
Yeah.
And now, Hermione Granger is going to Brown or something. She's going to one of those Ivy League colleges.
Who?
Emma Watson.
And Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Rick. Let's move on to you. Who do you?
My favorite child actor, probably. I'm going to go back a ways. Billy Barty.
Billy Barty was a child actor?
Oh, well, he's a midget. you know what? That's what happened. You know? He was in so many
That's
movies
why he looked
as a
so
kid.
Good.
Oh, I'm going to take it back. I thought, you're right, he's a midget. I don't know, he guy never seems to age. All right, I know he didn't grow. Anyway, actually my real favorite child actor, and most people don't know who this is Jackie Cooper.
Jackie Cooper
was in Little Rascals, early 30s.
Played Jackie.
And then he was in a bunch of, MGM signed him, and he was in a bunch of movies with Wallace Beery, The Champ, Treasure Island. He did a lot of stuff. And then he went on to do teenage roles. And then he ended up doing, as he got older, he was on a TV show called, oh my God, something, People's Choice. No one remembers this show. This is an obscure. He played he's a politician
really?
Of some kind.
Yeah.
And he had a dog that talked to the camera.
I remember him in the as Perry White in the Christopher Reeve Superman. Right?
He also became a huge TV director.
Oh really?
And producer. He produced MASH.
Wow.
That was Jackie Cooper produced MASH.
Wow.
I mean, he did a lot of great stuff. So he went on to be a pretty big director and producer as he got older. So he's a real success story.
And the when you said Jackie Cooper, it reminded me of all the child labor laws that they have in Hollywood were started by, you know, what actor, child actor started all this?
Well, because of him.
Jackie Coogan.
Jackie Coogan, who was
Uncle Fester.
Yeah.
When he was the kid actor.
He turned out just fine.
They worked him like 14, 15 hours.
Is that who the Coogan account is named after
for all child actors now?
Yeah. Okay.
He was in The Kid.
The Kid,
he's
right?
He's known mostly for that, but he also was in a lot of films, mostly silent stuff. But he was really
What is the Coogan account?
Of.
What is that actually? That's where they put the kids' money?
Probably.
I believe so. I don't know when you're signing up a child after, they have to have a Coogan account.
Yeah.
Which the parents probably can't touch.
Right, parents probably can't touch until you turn.
Yeah.
Good. All right, Jackie.
There's a lot of ones we could mention who, you know,
I have to say my favorite. Who I would say right up there with Jodie Foster as far as surviving being a child actor unblemished, Ron Howard.
Yep. I was just thinking about that when I said that.
I think he's
fantastic.
He's done a great job was a great child actor. And
He made like a seamless transition from being Andy Griffith, and then he... You know, as he got older, he was in the Shootist. Do you remember the show? Yeah, he was in The Shootist. But before that, he was in a TV show with Henry Fonda.
Called The Smith Family.
The Smith Family. In like early 70s. Like I'm talking like 1970, 71, just before he did American Graffiti.
Yeah.
And then he did some films. And the first film he directed, I believe, was
Grand Theft Auto
as a director. I think it was 76. Yeah. And then he became a director. Man, talk about well-adjusted... child, well-adjusted adult, and he's huge, a huge A-list director.
Yeah,
he's probably the success story of a child actor going into.
But there's, you know, all the people we talked about that are kind of okay.
Uh-huh.
They all kind of went to college or whatever, or they because he was big USC film school.
USC, yeah,
USC
pretty sure
film
USC,
school, right?
Yeah,
and then but they all seem to have gone. But most actors, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Not that intelligent.
That's
I mean, they're not there because they're smart. They're there because they look good.
Particularly
right?
Kid actors.
Yeah.
Because they're
cute.
Because of the school.
They got a big head.
Especially in the old days. I mean, they didn't have to go to school because they were at studios making movies. So they had like a tutor.
Right.
So, you know, they have a tutor 2 or 3 hours a day.
Well, that's still what they do. They have to have a teacher on set and they, you know, in between they have school.
Yeah. And my guess is if you're casting, you don't really want a really involved parent that's really, you'd rather have a parent like that doesn't really care a whole lot.
Yeah.
Like the Lohans.
Yeah, probably the Lohans.
The Lohans.
Parents of the year.
But anyway, but those, but yeah, I think he's come through it well. And
what else can we mention? We don't need, we can mention the ones that didn't work out, but I mean, you know, drugs.
And it's weird.
Well, lots of them, man.
Let's talk, we had a fan request for Gary Coleman. And it's like, that show. How could all three of those kids end up so messed up?
I know.
I mean, Dana Plato, Todd Bridges, and Gary Coleman. But
Unbelievable. Yeah, those
that
three
all
are the,
on one show.
Yeah, those are like the best examples of kids gone wrong. Whatever you want to call it.
And even, but I mean, not even then, like Judy Garland. I mean, that's probably a kid gone wrong.
The ultimate, yeah. Amazing. I mean, you know, she was she was able to. You know, obviously be a big star when she was an adult, but she was so messed up from her childhood and the way she was treated at MGM and abused and the drugs and I mean, she just was a messed. It's really sad to see someone with that much talent ruined. I mean, you know, basically died probably really unhappy.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the other people that were mentioned by our listeners.
Okay,
we had a Zac Efron. Which High School Musical, a Disney product, but he's done a couple. I've seen a couple of his movies on airplanes. Not so bad. He did that Orson Welles.
He's good in airplanes, right? Get one of his movies on the ground.
That's true.
It's a whole.
You know what?
Hey, when you're 4 miles up in the air and going 3,000 miles an hour, what are you going
to
do?
I swear to God,
you got to watch the movie.
I swear, when I'm flying on an airplane, you're right. My standards lower. I mean, it's like I'm sitting here. I got to watch something.
I don't really have a choice.
Yeah, you're like you got to watch. Something.
Talk to the fat guy next.
Oh, what? I'll watch
Zac Efron.
Not so bad, you know. Right. I mean, that was one of the people that were mentioned. Also, Shirley Temple,
the classic,
and amazing. Probably one of she had to be totally exploited.
What was interesting about Shirley Temple was not only she was a popular child actress, she was like the most popular movie star
at that time
for like 3 or 4 years in a row. I mean, the biggest box office star. In Hollywood,
right.
From like 34 to 37 or whatever. Huge.
How did she not get messed up? She ended up being an ambassador, right?
Yeah.
Guyana,
I think.
Guyana, right? Yeah. And but amazing that she did not...
She didn't really become an adult actress. I mean, she did have a TV show, a drama show called Shirley Temple Presents.
That movie with Cary Grant...
Bachelor in the Bobby.
Bachelor in the Bobby.
That's a really good movie. She's really good in that. But yeah, she went from a little kid to like a teenager. But yeah, it's a weird deal. I mean, some of them can do it.
Yeah.
And it seems like most of them
can't.
Don't.
Most of them can't.
Right.
And we've met some of them.
the Collector Show.
Them, yeah.
I mean,
I met Jane North, who was Dennis the Menace.
Right.
That's a real.
He,
sad,
in fact,
really
he was telling
story.
Us.
Yeah, he told us everything.
He told us. He said he got the crap kicked out of him when he was, you know, I mean, physical beatings to go on the set. You know, what is he saying? He never held a baseball glove in his.
Yeah.
He said, you know, or he wanted to play baseball.
Yeah, he just wanted to play baseball.
He said, I just wanted to play baseball, and they wouldn't let him.
Nope.
And didn't Paul Peterson have that, like, group for child
actors? For kids who are having trouble adjusting to adulthood and maybe staying in the business.
And what about Paul Fred Peterson. Savage? Whatever happened to him?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's still doing stuff, I think. He did a play not too long ago. I think he's actually even directed some TV.
Really?
Oh,
I'm pretty
okay.
sure he has.
Yeah.
And the girl who's in The Wonder Years also.
Winnie
What's her
Cooper?
Name? Yeah, Winnie Cooper. What's her name? I think she's going. I don't know what she's doing, but I think she's okay.
Marty, another listener, suggested Susan Olsen, who we want to get on this podcast, but
we
have a scheduling problem.
We
want her to do it, and she doesn't want to.
We have, that's the problem. She, we're talking to her about coming on doing the podcast.
Yeah.
We did have kind of a child star. We had Bob Castle, who was a kid
in
the Castles, and so he was. But we've been talking about Susan Olsen, talking
we'll
to her. We'll talk to her people.
But
we'll make it happen.
Not too bad. I mean, she's had a few incidents, but actually, the Brady Bunch didn't turn out too bad.
No, I think.
I mean, actually, Greg Brady is a really nice guy. I've met him a couple of times.
Yeah.
And Bob Cousy, he emceed one of his shows, and he said he was a really decent guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know? I mean, so they seem to have all turned out okay.
Yep. I mean, some of them have chosen other fields. I mean, as you get older, it's like the roles.
Yeah.
The roles.
Oh, they definitely dry up.
You dry up, or either you get those, you know, the teenage roles or the young adult roles, or you don't.
Yeah.
And then you do something else.
Just because you're a cute kid doesn't mean you're going to be a cute adult.
Right.
No.
Most evidenced by Gentle Ben Clint Howard.
I thought you were talking about the bear.
No.
The bear was
so cute. Ron's brother Clint Howard was the kid in Gentle Ben.
Cute little kid.
Cute little kid. Not so much.
Can you finish the sentence, Jerry? Because Ron and Clint may be listening to this podcast. But he had a tough time. But you know, but he's in every Ron Howard movie.
He's great.
I actually met him a couple times. He used to come to Disney. He was doing something at Disney when I was there, and he was. What movie was it? But he was hanging around us for a while.
He was also
a real nice guy, though.
Clint Howard also played the baby elephant in Jungle Book.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He played the little elephant in Jungle Book.
Some trivia, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's cool.
So, but anyway, so Clint Howard. But yeah, I hear now he golfs and waits for Ron to make another movie.
So. Never works. Never works. Yeah.
But, any others we want to add? Oh, let me see other listeners. Who else do we have? I told you the Gary Coleman. We get that one. Oh, yeah, Natalie Portman. Professional. She's great in The Professional. Not a lot of...
I don't know that she's a kid. I wouldn't call her a kid actor necessarily.
I mean, The Professional, she was awesome in. But she was... then she didn't do anything until Star Wars, right?
She didn't do a whole lot for a while there, so...
Until she was... what was her name in Star Wars?
It was Amidala in the Padme.
Yeah.
Huh? It was Amidala Huli? Yeah. What?
But you can't blame her for that.
No.
She's
working for the green screen.
You can't blame George Lucas for that.
And George Lucas.
Yeah.
And also, another child actor that seems to have made a nice recovery from Scarlett Johansson, who's a really tiny kid in Horse Whisperer with Robert Redford. And now she's...
And she did Ghost World.
Ghost World.
As a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Teenager.
Good.
Okay.
And then
she played like a 16 or 17 year old waitress.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And then she came up, and now she married Ryan Reynolds and divorced him. And now you know who she's dating? Sean Penn.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Let's do. I'll tell you a family that's kind of a little bit messed up of kid actors is Ryan O'Neal's kids.
Oh my
Tatum
God!
Tatum O'Neal. We'll start with Tatum O'Neal, who did Paper Moon, won Best Supporting Actress.
Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears, and you know what? And for a while she did really well, and then she fell into hard times.
Yeah, that's John McEnroe.
What's the other guy?
And the Barrymores, Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
You know,
she's pretty straight now, though.
She's fine.
She doesn't drink. She drinks water.
Good.
And she's, Barrymores.
Talk about a drinking family, the Barrymores. John Barrymore's daughter, Drew Barrymore was her name. She was a major alcoholic.
Wow.
Yeah. She was an actress in the 50s, I think. Yeah, she was also a major
talk about having cards against stacked
against born into that family, and you have this propensity to be an alcoholic.
She seems like she's got it together now.
I think she's okay.
I know people have been there, and she's like, she goes to parties all the time, but she just drinks water, and she's, you know, she knows she's got a problem, and she got it out of her system.
She's smart, yeah.
She got it out of her system. And I think that may have been all of our listener responses that we had. Anybody else you want
to
mention?
We can mention all the Little Rascals or something, but people don't care. People don't care about what I have to say. The age of a child star.
Froggy, how did his life turn out?
You know, I think he's one of those guys that nobody ever knew what happened to him. There's a few of the Our Gang Little Rascal kids that they don't know what happened to him. Alfalfa was shot, and he was in a dispute over something. Snaky McFarland, He right. lived to old age.
Yeah.
I met him.
He seemed to enjoy
He's kinda cool. He's kind of cool. He's kind of a cool guy. So, you know, there's a lot. Boy, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, and there's...
What about this Facts of Life chicks? Anything ever...
I don't know anything about... I don't know what happened to... I mean, I don't know what happened
We know
to
they
them.
All put on a lot of weight, but
they,
that was...
Well, they had to shoot it in CinemaScope the last season. The first television show in CinemaScope, just because they're so... It's like, well, we can't get all you guys on this. Oh, I...
And Molly Ringwald was the original. She was in the Facts of Life originally.
Was she?
Yeah. And then she broke off. And DiCaprio was on a TV show, too, as a
was
child
he?
Star.
And well, you could say Michael J. Fox, kind of.
He actually turned out good, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, he was a pretty huge
kid star.
I mean, he wasn't like a child per se.
Yeah,
I mean,
but yeah. Yeah.
Very young.
Yeah. But he was a teenager.
Went on to do great movies. And,
yeah, did good. Cool. Well, we have gone past our time.
As always.
Interesting discussion. Yeah. So, anyway, thanks for joining us, Rick Martini Bar. I've got to mention our sponsors. Don't forget PB Imaging. Peter over there,
please,
he just did
forget.
Some stuff for me. He did some business cards and some
beautiful job.
Some letterhead and stuff like that, and did a great job. So Peter can take care of you there. And
mentioned
Rick's Martini Bar, and then we get
we get free. Basically, he gives us olives.
He gives us olives,
which is
right.
A jar of olives. You know, it can last a couple weeks. So.
Or you can go to audible.com. Or download this podcast at www.mccartymetro.com for free.
It isn't free.
It's free.
When are we going to start charging?
And we're not charging. And if when you go there, there's these little icons where you can either click on PB Imaging or click on audible.com. Buy a book. We get a little piece. And that's
one
always
page,
good.
Yeah. And they're free, but we do take donations.
Yeah, we do take donations.
We're in a begging mood today. It's Easter. For whatever reason, we're in a begging mood.
So anyway,
we
have a happy Easter.
And, yes.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. Rick's Martini Bar. Amanda, always a pleasure.
It's
Rick, always a pleasure.
Lovely.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.